Federal CIO Tony Scott threw down the challenge, and Congressman Will Hurd gladly accepted it. Scott told lawmakers to either propose an alternative to the White House plan to modernize federal IT or get on board with the $3.1 billion IT Modernization Fund plan. Hurd and three other lawmakers introduced a new bill that focuses on a decentralized approach to modernizing federal IT. Executive editor Jason Miller writes about Hurd's new legislation in his weekly reporter's notebook, and he joins me now. What it looks like, Jason, is that Hurd says each agency should just go it alone and make its own IT modernization capital working fund, which doesn't sound like exactly a consolidated government-wide approach at all.
That's exactly at the heart of this bill. They call it the MOVE IT Act. Now, MOVE obviously stands for Modernizing Obsolete and Vulnerable Enterprise IT. It's a nice acronym. They always seem to do a good job of coming up with it. I want to be an acronym writer for Congress in my next life, Tom.
Yeah, well, first come up with the acronym, then back into
then back
the
into
words
it.
For it.
I think that's the way it works sometimes. But the whole idea here is, right, as you said, have each agency create their own IT working capital fund, and that money will come from savings that they get from modernizing IT. So let's give you an example, Tom. Agency X saves $400 million from consolidating from 30 data centers down to 10 data centers. That $400 million can then be moved into that working capital fund, and they would have 3 years to spend that money to modernize other IT systems. Now, the three-year piece is really important to this bill because when we talk about money in government, Tom, we know we have one-year money, we have two-year money, we have no-year money. So this basically becomes three-year money. Now, money tends to expire if you know your funding in the federal government, which there's a lot of people out there that do. They understand the fact that money expires. If you don't spend it by the end of the fiscal year, it gets returned to Treasury. So now agencies would be able to save money and then use that money for IT modernization.
And they wouldn't be accused of parking it.
Correct. And that's a huge issue. Now, if you're not familiar with the parking of money, this is something that happened several years ago at the General Services Administration, where at the end of the fiscal year, DOD had some quote-unquote extra money. So they gave it to GSA and said, hey, we're going to buy computers. Hold on to our money. And GSA said, yes, computers. We've checked the box. But really, DOD was using it for whatever they wanted to at that time. And Congress and GAO came back and made a decision that was, and IG said, no, this is not the right use of the money. That's an aside, but this does give agencies more flexibility, which is the key word here as well from Congressman Will Hurd. He tells me that the idea of flexibility is important because that way you can spend money through savings instead of coming up with a whole new appropriations of $3.1 billion.
And doesn't this also impose on agencies, in part so that they know who's doing what when who's got what money put away, a pretty rigorous regime of reporting to Congress on modernization?
Part of the bill definitely asks for two things. Obviously, a GAO report. I think every bill asks for a GAO report a year after any initiative begins. But it also asks for semi-annual reports to Congress, the Appropriations Committee, and the Oversight Committees, saying how you are reprogramming money and how you're spending money. And any reprogramming request over $5 million has to get approval from the Appropriations Committee. That's not so unusual. A lot of times, they don't say anything, so you have 10 days and it's good to go, or whatever the time limit is.
But what I'm getting at is that if there's a single modernization fund, as Tony Scott has proposed, as the White House wants, it would be easier to keep track of what's going on with it.
And I think that's at the heart of this matter here. I mean, I think Tony Scott and OMB, when they looked at all their options and they brought the federal CIOs together, Tom, I would bet, I would put some money down on this, that says he looked at this other fund and saying, could we create working capital funds within each agency? And in the end, I think he saw the challenge there of as Congressman Will Hurd told me, you know, the joy or the potential of a decentralized fund is each agency can kind of do their own thing and learn from each other. Tony Scott, I think, looked at that and said, maybe, but they also could build other silos. And that's one big concern I've heard in the community, is that the silo building, okay, now agriculture has their own working capital fund, so they're doing their own thing, and commerce is doing their own thing, and interior is doing their own thing, instead of, as Tony Scott and the White House wants, which is come to this board, bring us your business case, we're going to marry you up with somebody else who needs the same things and push you down the path of shared services. And I think that's the rub here, is decentralized or centralized, go it alone, or this really focused top-down approach.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller. So looking at what the way things are on Capitol Hill, and nothing's going to happen for 7 weeks because they're out of session, which approach do you think is going to prevail?
Well, if I had my crystal ball, right, that's
because
the question.
Because Hurd does have, there's Republican and Democratic support for both his and the Senate version of the same thing.
Correct. And then Steny Hoyer's bill for the IT Modernization Fund has mostly Democrats with Daryl Issa as the lone Republican. I think we're going to get to a combination of the two. I think you may see some kind of centralized fund that may not be $3 billion and some IT working capital funds. I'm going to be a little Pollyanna here for you, Tom. I think you'll get some kind of combination because what nobody disagrees with is the concept that the federal IT space needs to be modernized, that the legacy systems are hurting agencies. How you get to it, I think they're going to have to find some middle ground, and I think that's the key here. Now, the problem is if both are set in stone, if both are wearing concrete shoes and say, I'm not moving, then this could just die, if you will, before Congress finishes its session. And I think that's the biggest concern I think people have. I think people, both vendors and agencies alike, the administration and members of Congress, all believe something has to be done. Can they find the middle ground? They're not that far apart, generally speaking.
And what about shared services? What role does that play in all this modernizing? Because in some cases, maybe agencies could retire a system and just go to a shared provider.
I think from the OMB perspective, that is the goal. Move agencies down a path specifically for commodity IT to shared services, whether it's data centers, whether it's some kind of email, whether it's other test and development. Under the Hurd plan, the Move It Act, I'm not sure where shared services come in. I mean, I did talk to Congressman Hurd and asked him, and he goes, obviously, I'm about the decentralized side because you can have 24 different experiments. But he says, this is not against the idea of having shared services. We should have shared services across the government. He did say, a centralized fund maybe give you more of an opportunity for shared services, but he doesn't believe it's an either-or issue. It's an and issue. You can be decentralized but still have shared services that work well.
We'll see how that works out. I mean, agencies going alone on this has gotten us the same results for 25 years. Some are good at it. Some are terrible at it.
I think that's part of the concern that I think OMB has is we've already been down this path where everyone kind of goes at it alone. Some agencies have had working capital funds. If you talk to, for instance, the USDA National Finance Center or the Interior Department, they have some kind of revolving fund, working capital fund, something where they can kind of keep a little bit of money. But no agency on itself has an IT working fund across their entire agency. So we really don't know what the outcome would be. But as you said, Tom, over the last 25 years, we've seen if agencies get money and they spend money, they're really going to be focused on how they get that money and spend that money versus from an OMB perspective, kind of saying to the agencies, here's the money over here. Come prove it to why you need it. And then we're going to marry you up with a partner or several partners.
And also, Jason, switching gears here, you write about two new contract awards under the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program. What's going on there?
Well, DHS continues to make progress, and people have complained it's too slow progress, it's not moving fast enough. But these are two important contract awards. The first one is called Task Order 2F, and this went to Mantech. And Tom, this is known as Continuous Monitoring as a Service. This is specifically for 44 small and micro agencies, ranging from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to the Federal Trade Commission to the Postal Regulatory Commission. These are the small agencies, micro agencies that couldn't put together a continuous diagnostics and mitigation program on their own, didn't have the resources, didn't have the expertise. So Mantech, and under this $25 million contract, will be providing these services. So again, a shared service. The other contract went to Knowledge Consulting Group, and this was for what they call privileged management. This is the first task order under phase two of CDM. So 2F, even though it has the two in front of it, is task order two, but phase one. You have to get the, I have to do the org chart to.
That should be 2P.
2P.
2PH.
So under phase two of the CDM program, they're looking at a bunch of different areas, privilege management, identity management, things of that nature, and the four parts overall, and this is the first of the four awards. Now, what Knowledge Consulting Group, which, by the way, Tom, just as an aside, was bought by Mantech last year, so really Mantech won both of these awards, and this is an $85.4 million contract, and they're going to provide a host of services around to ensure employees and contractors that function with what they call elevated privileges, so people who really have the keys to the kingdom are have methods that secure them and trace them, so maybe logging, maybe the more than just the two-factor authentication.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks for that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
You can read his notebook now at federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.